Good morning. I think somebody here is trying to make me look short. I do that a good job of that by myself, but I come here and the microphone is like this. There's nobody here that tall. So whoever's doing that, knock it off. There, I feel like my normal short self. But I come from a large family. You don't like this reading, do you? Nope. We are good American capitalists. And by golly, we lay down some time. We want to get paid for that time. And if someone works less than me, they shouldn't get the same amount. That's true. My good friends, it is not about the money. And it's not about the amount. My favorite punchline there, you of course remember J.P. McCarthy. And it was back in the Jack Morris age. And he was one of the first pitchers to get this humongous contract for throwing a baseball. And McCarthy said, well, it's not the money, it's the amount. The reading is about God. So when you get to heaven, and you're shocked at all the other people that are there that you never thought were going to make it, and you say, oh my God, I'm not sitting next to that one. I was at least 40% better than they were in this life, and now I got to sit next to them in heaven? That is just not fair. Catch my meaning? You catch the drift? We would be pretty stupid if we said, God, you are not fair, because I know that person was way more sinful than me. And I know that person should not get the same grace and heavenly light I get because I was better than them. Do you realize how stupid that sounds? That's the point. It's kind of interesting juxtaposition there as we kind of struggle through, importantly, the UAW strike. And I support the workers because of the duplicitous income of the CEOs. The UAW gave up a lot in the last recession in the early 2000s. But look at the juxtaposition as we wrestle over monies and dollars, particularly today as we have this missionary appeal. Again, it comes from the annual appeal through the Archdiocese of Detroit, the Procreation of the Faith. And just as a curious note, many of you may have never met Brother Jim Maloney. I think he's 93. And I think for over 60 years, he really managed this office of the Propagation of the Faith. Finally, about a month ago, he retired from that office. And Father Paul Boleyn, I think Father Paul is maybe mid-50s, became the new coordinator or director of the Office of the Propagation of the Faith. Can you imagine? Father Maloney traveled all over the world to these very places that for years you and I have been donating to very poor places around the world. Again, probably 3 months ago, we received our letter from the Bishop of Same, the Same Diocese, S-A-M-E. It's a diocese, it's a very poor diocese in Tanzania. Tanzania is a country of 57 million people. And 15 million of those people live in absolute poverty. It's a very poor country, probably one of the poorest countries in the world. I always think of Haiti as the poorest country in the world, but I think they're wrestling, and you know, who's going to be the poorest? But in any case, in the initial letter we received from this good bishop, he's making the appeal on behalf of a congregation of religious sisters that was recently founded by a Father Mansutis Santago. And it's a congregation of young women who are working to help support the physical and spiritual needs of very poor people. In the initial letter we received, they're really trying to have donated about $28,000 so they can put a well in the village. The name of the village is Ruvu, R-U-V-U. There's no hospitals, there's no schools, there's no shopping malls, and I think there's one car. And it I don't want to say it belongs to the priest, but he, you know, he uses it. The sisters daily carry 18 liters of water from the river, which is a mile away. The water is used not only for the needs of the sisters and all their need for water, but all the people and all the animals. The problem is that the water in the river is not clean. And so that many of the people in this very poor village have serious health problems, particularly at childbirth for the newborn, for small children, and for pregnant women and new mothers. There is a very high death rate among such women, children, and newborns because of the diseases caused by the river. You certainly would recognize that in the initial work of evangelization, that Jesus in particular always responded to the frontline need. You can't go to a starving, sick person and say, "Do you know Jesus?" You have to feed them. You have to clothe them. You have to respond to them with a charity and compassion that imitates and emulates the reality of Christ. And then when such a person finds a certain stability in their lives, food and clothing and shelter and security and some dignity of their human personhood, then we can start preaching the good news. How can we tell people about a God who is so loving and merciful and saving when their lives are really in desperation for food and health and stability and security? I came to realize later it wasn't the bishop that was to come, but this Father Mansutas himself, who was the founder of this congregation. I don't know how many years he's been there, but he writes this page of information, which I will share with you. Forgive the reading. Tanzania is one of the poorest countries in the world, with 80% of the population practicing rural subsistence farming. They're simply living on what they can grow in their little backyards or in the middle of the jungle. Again, population is 57 million. 15 million of which live in absolute poverty, earning less than a dollar a day. Does that compare to the gospel we just heard? How would you like to make a dollar a day? The standard of living of the people in the Diocese of Same is below that of most Tanzanians. It's a particularly poor area. Now, in this particular note, Father is asking, they need an ambulance. You say, okay, well, which one do they want, the ambulance or the well? The answer is yes. They need the well. I would say the water's more important, wouldn't you? Because if the water's clean, not as many are going to get sick. But in any case, here's his story. One of the serious problems facing the people of Same is poor health. In Ruvu village, where I have a parish, Father Mansutas, people walk for more than 30 miles to reach the closest medical clinic. Due to the lack of clinics in the village, many newborn babies, children, and women die from malaria, respiratory infections, pregnancy complications, and diarrhea. On a particular Sunday, as I was celebrating Mass, a lady at the back of church raised her hand and cried out that her daughter was sick and was dying. She wanted me to take her to the clinic, to the hospital. I told her I would take the daughter to the hospital after Mass. The village has no cars, schools, shopping centers, or hospitals. Many children and pregnant women die from complications of pregnancy. After Mass, I put the mother in the car and headed toward her home. After a few miles, I found myself in the middle of the jungle and there was no road. I asked her, "How could I take your daughter? There's no road." The woman then went on foot to the home to put the daughter on a stretcher so that man could carry her on foot to the place where I was with the vehicle. She left me alone in the jungle. I don't think he liked that. As I was waiting for her, another lady appeared and told me that she had come to the jungle in the morning to fetch firewood. She said she was pregnant and her time to deliver a baby had arrived and she needed my help. I think this is somewhat humorous, given the desperation of circumstance. I told her that in the seminary, I was taught how to preach and celebrate Mass, not how to deliver babies. Fortunately, another lady appeared. You see how God cares for the poor? Fortunately, another lady appeared and helped her to deliver the baby. The lady who helped her told me that both mother and baby were very weak. I should rush them to the clinic. I rushed her to the hospital and forgot completely about the dying daughter because of all the confusion of the childbirth. In the morning, I came back to the hospital to see the lady with the new baby. They were doing well. However, I saw a daughter sleeping next to them. I asked the nurse, "Who is this daughter sleeping next to the mother?" She said, "This is the dying daughter I left in the jungle yesterday." I asked the nurse, "Who brought her here?" She said, "Somebody brought her here on the bicycle at midnight, 30 miles. I said, "I'm sorry. Yesterday I was confused. For a priest to be asked to deliver a baby?" Anyway, the daughter was also doing well. After I told the bishop about this true story, the bishop said, "I think God is calling us to purchase an ambulance for these poor people in the village Ruvu." Then the bishop wrote, "Your Archbishop Vigneron, who gave us the wonderful churches of Our Lady of Mercy, which I've since learned is in Miami, and St. Vincent Ferrer, to come and ask for donations to help us purchase an ambulance and help these women and children who die every day because they have no access to the hospital. So, I am humbly requesting a donation from you to purchase an ambulance for these poor women and children in the Diocese of Same, Tanzania. Your donations today will make a big difference in these people's lives. Those who are to die will not die because of you. What a joy." Father Mansuta Santiago, coordinator of Mission Appeals, Diocese of Same, and he leaves his phone number. Now that seems like a gazillion miles away, right? Anybody here ever been to Tanzania? Not me. I've been to some poor countries, Belize and other places. And you can only feel empathy and compassion. So on his behalf and on behalf of these young and very hardworking women at their new congregation and their new convent, that I ask you to be generous. I know you are. It seems a little outside this message, but I will tell you, I'm really very edified and very happy that in the last week or so, we passed our CSA goal from last spring, and we're about $1,300 over the CSA, and there's still about 16% of the pledges not yet made. Thank you. In these uncertain economic times and with this UAW strike now, how can we not be grateful for all we have? It seems like a scary and uncertain world. How'd you like to be in Ruvu? On their behalf, I ask you to be generous. If you cannot be financially generous, please be generous in your prayer, your compassion, and whatever charity God affords you to give. In his name, may God be praised.